Hello, welcome to this edition of the REIT Report, Nareit's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Alan Kenny, and we're recording this on August 15th, 2017. My guest today is Dirk Alabaugh, Managing Director with Green Street's Advisory Group. We're going to talk about the REIT IPO market. Dirk, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alan. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you about IPOs.
So, Dirk, can you start by giving us kind of a high-level overview of what has happened in the REIT IPO market this year?
Sure. In 2017, we've had four REIT IPOs that range in size from really large to tiny. The Blackstone-sponsored single-family rental company, Invitation Homes, came public first in late January, and they raised $1.8 billion, so a very large IPO. In February, we saw a smaller REIT IPO in Clipper Realty, and it owns properties in New York and Brooklyn, and had total assets under $1 billion. Two others came public in June of this year, including Plymouth Industrial REIT, which is an industrial property-focused REIT, and Safety Income and Growth, a ground lease REIT with less than $500 million in assets. Generally, the companies that have come public in 17 have been smaller in total assets, with the exception of Invitation Home, which is a behemoth with $13 billion of assets when it came public.
Okay, so that's what's happened so far, but give us an idea of what's happening today. I mean, what is the IPO environment like right now?
Interestingly, the traditional property sectors like office, retail, and multifamily are trading at discounts to their underlying net asset value. The industrial sector is the only traditional property sector that is trading at a premium to net asset value. Other non-traditional sectors, such as healthcare, net lease, manufactured homes, and data center companies, are all trading at premiums, in fact, double-digit premiums in most cases, to their net asset value. In other words, if you own assets that fall into the non-traditional bucket, an IPO isn't off the table right now. For the more traditional sectors, an IPO is more challenging, and there needs to be a unique story in order to garner investor attention. Typically, where the sector is trading relative to its net asset value is a barometer as to whether or not an IPO is viable.
So then which sectors really stand out as ripe for IPOs? And I guess the flip side of that, how about which ones are more likely for privatizations?
Given the tailwinds being created by e-commerce demand, a large industrial owner would be viewed very positively in the market right now. They are trading at a premium, and it's just a sector that a lot of investors have really welcomed and frankly applaud the future growth prospects of that sector. Another sector that's enjoying a really attractive cost of capital in the public markets is data centers. The fragmentation, development growth, and institutionalization of that property type make it a sector that's potentially ripe for more IPOs. In terms of privatizations, I think companies that own lower quality malls would be a strong candidate. The malls are going to require capital and time to execute a creative strategy to reinvigorate the malls or convert them to a higher and better use. And the public markets may not be the best place for that to happen. Based on how these stocks have traded for the past 2 years, the public markets isn't giving them an attractive cost of capital. And the significant discounts to net asset value, it seems like it might be the right time to pursue something in the private markets.
So aside from IPOs, how else are real estate companies looking to access the public REIT market?
Over the past 5 years, what we've seen in the REIT market is a large number of C-Corps that own and operate a significant amount of real estate convert to REITs. Some property sector examples include prisons, billboards, document storage and cell tower companies, and we've seen a few traditional companies explore this option as well. And one example of that is Alexander & Baldwin. It's a large owner of retail shopping centers and development land exclusively in Hawaii. And we advised the company over the past 12 months, and they recently elected to convert to a REIT. The REIT space has dedicated investors and has enjoyed strong performance for the past 20 years. With over $1 trillion in equity market cap, the space has matured and is attracting a diverse group of real estate companies looking to access these public markets.
And in closing, Dirk, can you share maybe a few key takeaways that you'd offer for any potential IPO candidates?
Absolutely, Alan. Keeping a keen eye on where the sector is trading can be an early indicator of where an IPO, whether an IPO is viable. In the advisory group at Green Street, we counsel companies on a whole host of characteristics that are imperative to investors, including balance sheet risk, corporate governance, capital allocation, and franchise value, to name a few. Understanding how these value drivers are optimized to make a good company are relevant to maximizing value for shareholders. Further, thinking through how your company is unique relative to the existing public options already available is important. Why should I sell my pick the sector and company, you could say office, to buy your company, is the question every portfolio manager will ask you. Having a concise and compelling answer to this question will go a long way to achieving IPO success.
Well, Dirk, thanks again for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, for joining us as well. For the REIT Report, I'm Alan Kenny.